Hello and welcome to another episode of Dear Cav, the show where you write in and I give you the best, worst advice on the planet. As always, you can send your questions to DearCav@KevOnStage.com. Everybody remains anonymous, and the show comes out on Fridays on YouTube, Facebook, and everywhere you can find podcasts, if it's Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Let's get started with the first question, shall we, Cav? We shall overcome. Dear Kev, I recently got married in August of this year to the love of my life. However, at the date of this email, we still haven't had the sets. We have tried to have sets over the years, but it was never work. She would claim that my penis was too big and she would just resort to oral sessing. Therefore, we waited until marriage, and even on our honeymoon in Jamaica, she hit me with the same excuses. I feel like I fulfilled my end of the bargain, but she isn't even trying to fulfill hers. Kev, I'm considering to get a divorce because at this point she is nothing more than a close friend. Plus, she's wasting my sexual prime. I'm 22. Please help. First of all, boy, you don't know nothing about no sexual prime at 22. You ain't even got hair under your underarms. I got basketball shorts older than you. Second of all, you aren't married. If you get married and you don't consummate a man, which is putting P in the G, having a little butt, you ain't married, my man. You are just shacking up. You got to consummate that thing. I feel like you're well within your, first of all, how are y'all, this why y'all be having the premarital sex and you didn't have none of, you didn't know nothing was happening? You didn't foresee this as a problem? I feel like her complaint that your penis was too big. All right, let's just pump the brakes. All right, she's complaining that my penis was too big, you understand me? You get it, Chuck. Nah, penises don't even go all the way in, okay? And by the way, man, let's just stop. I blew her back out. I was at the back of the cervix. Have you seen a vulva after a baby? We ain't nowhere near the end, all right? But back to what I was saying, you ain't married, sir. So I feel like within this, shoot, August, September, October, November. Dang, it's November already. Well within the time to, what's the word for you didn't want to get married no more? Like, never mind. Annulment. Well within your never mind time. You know what? What? I was married. Doughboy did 82 days. He was out on good behavior. You did what? 120? You got get out on good behavior. And the people ask, hey, man, we never had sex. They're going to be like, bud, you wasn't even married. What you saying? What you saying now? Nah, man. I'm sorry for you because you wasted money on a ring. And by the way, men, we need better rings, okay? I thought I didn't care about my ring, and maybe I don't. But men never have the, I just got a wedding ring picture, look at me. We never get that. Now, I personally don't care for diamonds and the like, but maybe I do care. I'm finna talk to my wife about it because I don't know how I feel. Next question. Dear Kev, this is a little long, but in short, I'm a black nationalist who's been cheating on my fiance with a white woman for a month. My fiance of 2 years and I have built a life together and been working on it for the last year or so. And now I let a little white woman get caught in the cogs. Though I've only been emotional cheating, doing things like phone and FaceTime sets, sending pics and videos and confiding in one another, I feel almost as bad as if I were physically cheating. I'm against interracial dating, and the white woman knew it. So she caught me by stroking my ego. First, she constantly compliments me on my looks, intelligence, manliness, penis, you name it. Second, she's very submissive and dedicated to me. She said that she would be my sex slave if that was the only way she could remain in my life. And finally, she's bad AF. She is physically a 9/10, while my fiance is only a 5/10. 5 or 6/10. She's a whole ego trip, and it feels good, and that overrode my sense. All that being said, I know I need to drop her ASAP. Rocky, no sweetie, but I'm afraid to. She's crazy, and I don't mean McDonald's over Chick-fil-A crazy, but send you a video of her dog playing at the park crazy. I don't know what that means. She called me crying because a guy couldn't include a heart in a good morning text, so I'm afraid that if I drop her, she'll retaliate by telling my girl. Even though my girl knows how I feel about interracial dating, the evidence she has on me leaves no doubt. My question is, should I tell my fiance and then drop her, or just drop her and hope she moves on? Listen here. You don't even deserve that black woman. You cheating on a good, clean black woman with a white woman? You ain't no black nationalist. You just black. You just black in the nation of United States. You're just a black American. That's literally rule number one of nationalism, is you be with the blacks and then of the blacks. This is why we have the double standard. White woman with black man, we are mad. Black woman with white men, we are okay. Because the women get treated so wrong by the black man that we feel like they just go and get love anywhere. You won't have love. How dare you call yourself a black nationalist and you cheating with a white woman? You don't deserve that black woman. Let her free. Let her be Serena Williams. Let her find her Alexis Ohanian or find her Rihanna was married to that billionaire dude. Give her her freedom. You're wasting her good blackness with your my ego. And she want me my sex slave. You know what? Let me tell you what. Only the strong survive. Only the best men on earth deserve the black woman. Only the best. Simply the best. Better than all the rest. What you're saying is my black woman too strong for me. And I can't take it. And I like a little white woman. And I listen, love who you love. But don't try to sneak in what you really want to say. Black woman too strong for me. I cannot do. I cannot be with. I want a white woman for easier to me to loving. Oh, give me a break. Give me a break. Break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar. I've had enough. Just leave that black woman and go on along your white way. Enjoy that white woman and let that black woman find love. Sick of it! Next question. Dear Kev, I'm with a really great guy. He works hard, he provides, and he rarely tells me no. The only problem is I don't think he likes my son. He wants to get married, but if he can't have a decent relationship with my son, I'm out. What should I do? Girl, is you crazy? Forget that son. You don't need to like a son to raise a son. Who cares about like? Denzel Washington had a great speech in Fences. Ain't nobody ever said I had to like you. All I got to do is provide for you and love you. I don't have to like you. You think parents like all their kids? No way. I like both of my kids because they're great. But people having 10 kids, you think they like all 10? All 10? Yeah, right. That seventh kid sucks. Kiki Wyatt has 10 kids. You know the seventh is like, ugh. I really should have stopped. Why do you think she had three more? She was like, bro, I got to get past number seven. This guy sucks. We got to get him out of here. You don't have to like kids to raise them. You can be pleasant with them, be nice to them, give them, provide and take them to movies and buy them school supplies. You ain't got to like them. They're only a part of your life for like 18 years living in their house, in your house. Then they go to college. Forget those kids. Keep that good man. You're going to be with the man longer than the kid. Forget that kid. How old is your son? He's already been alive a couple years. You got 14 more, man? Forget him. Let him grow up. He'll be fine. He needs to learn in the world that everybody ain't going to like you. That's a better way to start life than the feeling that everybody's going to like me. Everybody going to be my friend. That's not true. Forget like. As long as he's not mean to your son, as long as he does not hurt him and treat him with contempt, you're fine. You know how hard it is to find good men in the world? You worry about making sure they like your kids? Keep Capri Suns in the cupboard and you're fine. You know, I'm running a little hot right now, as I tend to do. But luckily, I have an Ember. If you're not familiar, Ember is, it's probably my favorite product of 2019. What it does, it's a bracelet that helps you feel colder or warmer by the press of a button. Okay, the Ember Wave provides comfort in unpredictable climates, relief from stress, and support for sleep. At the end of the long day, Ember Wave has a fall asleep module that you can use to help you maintain a comfortable temperature as you drift off to sleep. All right, you can use Ember while in your air-conditioned office, cold restaurants, stuffy airplanes, after workout, malls, in the car, anywhere. Listen, I am married to a woman who is constantly 27 degrees away from where I am comfortable. Okay, when I go work out, she turns the heat up in the house to a million. So when I come back, I'm hot. We're always arguing about the right temperature. We're always arguing about the temperature in the room, in the car, in hotels. Now that I have Ember, I always set it to cold. I just cool me down because my wife always has me hot. And I just put it on my wrist and the cooling sensation, it's like to my body. okay? Because I want her to be happy too, so I can't always turn the AC on when I want to. And so this is like a personal little temperature love. It say, hey, Kev, I know you're a little bit unhappy with your temperature right now, and you want to make sure your wife is okay, and your little kid, you don't want them snuffling, but you are too hot right now, so I'm going to cool you off, okay? It also talks to me like Teddy Pendergrass. It is literally one of the best things I've had, okay? And now you can get $30 off if you go to emberwave.com/DEAR. That's EmberWave.com/DEAR. DEAR. Dear. Get the temperature you deserve. And with that, and that's how it's on. Dear Kev, I'm an assistant manager at this restaurant where I work, and my boss has always pretty much let me run the store any way I want it. With that being said, one of the employees she just hired showed signs of possibly being a drug addict. She's always all over the place. She's always running to the bathroom with her purse and taking smoke breaks. How should I go about finding out if she's an addict or telling my boss she hired a meth head? Simple. Hidden camera. In the ladies' dressing room, break room, hidden camera in the break room, okay? Buy some drugs, all the drugs, heroin, pills, everything you saw in Euphoria, methamphetamines, oxycodone, oxycotton, regular cotton. I don't know what drug people are doing. Some lima beans mixed with Hennessy. Lay it all in the break room. Say, hey, Veronica, I'm just going to say her name is that. There's some donuts in there. Boom. She goes in there looking for donuts. She sees hair on. She's like, oh, man. Oh, I sweated. Now she does drugs, and boom, she's fired. You get what now? Sweet vengeance is what you get. You were right. Now you ruin this woman's life, and all she's trying to do is turn her life around and get a good job. But, I'm going to hold people's past against them. So set her up for entrapment and send her away to prison. Is that the advice you want? Ruin her life? Maybe she is a drug addict. At least she's trying to be a pleasant member of society and working at a job or something like that. Maybe she has children's. Maybe there's, what would you do? Her son was at home crying all alone on the bedroom floor because she's hungry. And the only way to feed her is to sleep with a man for a little bit of money. Her daddy's gone. And you want to stop that? You? Let that woman do her drugs in peace and go to work. She ain't got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Next question. Dear Kev, my hubby and I have been together over 10 years. I noticed over the past couple of months his penis feels small. In some positions, I feel the full shaft, and in some positions, it's like throwing a hot dog in a cave. I do Kegels, so I know I have the grip. I'm confused. Help. There's an episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm that I love. The woman said that Larry had a small penis, and he's like, no, big vagina. Big vagina. No, you got big vagina. Big vulva. Listen, the penis, maybe it's true, man. Maybe his penis is just like older and tired. You know, maybe it's been through a lot. Maybe it's taking smoke breaks. It's got a pack of Newports. It's like, whew, I had a lot of sex with that woman. A lot of good sex. But I love it. But you know what? I just a baby penis. I feel like as we get older, we get smaller. People are just literally get smaller. We get bigger and like stomach wise, but like height wise, we shrink. Maybe his penis deserves it. It's had its fun. I mean, you had some good years. 10 years? You got 10 years, man. Remember the good old days. Don't hold his past size over his head. Keep that little baby penis and love it like you did a big one. He doesn't, you shouldn't hurt his feelings by saying a hot dog in a cave. That's a big difference. It could have been a hot dog in an oversized, you know how big a cave is? And I feel bad for you if he went from a hot link to a Vienna sausage and your bun is still the same. I do feel bad if he's in a cavernous situation. Your vulva like, yo, are you even in yet? Let me tell you what, you ask him that, you're going to crush his soul. Are you in yet? I'm finished. Oh, word? Dang. Well, shoot. Man. Whew. Cut him some slack. Okay, we do not control our penis size. Maybe he's just been swimming a lot. Maybe he's been like, man, I've been swimming so much. I've been swimming. And he don't know what else to do about it. Give it a little kiss. Hey, little baby. Talk to it nice. You're going to talk to it. Talk to it nice. Dear Cal. All the little penis emails make me laugh because these men just going to work and they have no idea. Their wives are like, yo, this penis sucks, man. Dear Kev, I finally had sex with my crush, but it was trash. I like him a lot, but he couldn't stay up. Should I continue to try to pursue a relationship? He made it clear that he wants to be with me. Would you be in a relationship with someone whose sex is terrible? This is what you get for having premarital sex. Everything you deserve is coming to you. This is why the Lord said wait until marriage. So once you take those vows, and then you're stuck with trash sex for the rest of your life. And you out here ruining your marriage early by finding out that he sucks at the sex. Here's what y'all young people don't understand. Sex with the person you love and making it great, it takes time. You were young. You want things fast. I want microwave. I want Uber Eats. I want Postmates. Sex, when done correctly, is a learned process over plenty of time. You're like, hey, I don't like when you do that. I do this next time. Oh, I like that bit much. I do like that. Oh, no, I'm too tired for this. Oh, no, I do not like that. That's too heavy. It's hot. Get out of there. Did you bite me? I do not like biting. I like a soft nibble. Or bite me like you bite a baby where you put your little lips, you know, the lips over the teeth. Bite me like that. Don't bite me with your teeth. But y'all ain't trying to have these conversations. You just trying to make a quick sex for your Pornhub and your Snapchat and your OnlyFans. That's all you want. You don't want a long relationship. You want fast sex. And when you get fast, you get trash. Do you want to live on a diet of McDonald's? Or do you want a healthy garden that is organic and full of fruits and vegetables that are not overrun by pesticides? Y'all eating too much McDonald's in your sex. I hope you follow that analogy because it was a great one. You know what else feels great? Paying off high interest credit cards, getting a low interest rate, and saving money. Refinance your credit card balances and save a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. You can get a rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay, much lower than the average credit card interest rate of over 24% APR. My wife and I did exactly this a couple years ago. We consolidated all our debt into one loan and had a low rate, and then we paid it off, and then we had smiles before we had frowns. Debt makes you sad, okay? Being in credit card debt, it was like a burden being lifted off of our shoulders, and I want you to feel the same way, okay? Now, you can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000 with no fees. Plus, you can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. Just for my listeners, apply now to get an additional interest rate discount. The only way to get this discount is to go to Lightstream.com/deer. That's Lightstream.com/deer for an additional discount. Lightstream.com/deer. D-A-R. Subject to credit approval. Rates include 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com/deer for more information. Last question, and then I'm going to drink some water because I'm thirsty. So my little nephew used to say thirsty. Hi, Kev. I've been in a monogamous exclusive relationship for about 4 months, but the total dating time has been closer to 6 months. Anyways, my question is, when is the right time for me to be introduced to his family? I mean, how long does a girl have to wait? I've mentioned it to him, and he said I could meet them anytime. That was 6 weeks ago, and I haven't met anyone. He also said that he wasn't like me and didn't hang out with friends a lot. And I get not hanging all the time, but it's been 6 months. At some point, you meet someone. My fear is that maybe there's a reason I haven't met his family. He also has a 2-year-old son, which is pretty recent for this past relationship, and an 8-year-old from another relationship that lives out of state. And he says nothing's going on. And he hasn't really done anything to suggest otherwise. But to meet no one in 6 months, not even a friend, has me a little suspicious. I don't want to be pushy, but I don't want to be in a relationship going nowhere either. I'm 34 and don't have time for that. Please help. I'm sorry. There's no other way around it. You ain't met his family. Okay, maybe not his family. Some people hate their family. You ain't met his friends or his family in 6 months. You have met no one that knows him. Just you and him in 6 months. You never heard a conversation on the phone. You're the other woman. More than likely, he's still really serious with his baby's mom, and his family loves the baby's mom, and they're never going to like you. That's what I think. You ain't the main squeeze. You are a side squeeze. You are the fries at the bottom of the bag. A welcome surprise, but you can get by without it. Okay, you're the ninth chicken nugget in an 8 count. You're like, oh, snap, nice. But if someone's like, hey, man, you can only have 8, they'll be like, okay, I'll take 8. And while we're on the subject, there's this conception that nowadays men or women cheat more than back in the days. No, you know what? Back in the days, people's grandpa had a whole other family on the other side of town. There was no Facebook or Twitter to find him out, but the family was there. So let's just stop it with the nonsense. Cheating is as old as time. Wars were started over cheating. You heard of Helen of Troy? So it's what you want to do is ask yourself, do I want to continue being the side chick in this man's life or be the main chick in another man's life? Because you can't be the main chick in this man's life. If you ain't seen nobody he knows in 6 months, y'all ain't serious. You are not Neo. You are not the one. You get it? It's a Matrix Revolutions joke. Or the Matrix. Or the second one. Only really the first Matrix was good. The third one stunk. I'm done giving advice. But you're not done asking. Send me your questions, dearkev@kevonstage.com. Again, without you, the show will end. And I'm okay with that. I ain't. But y'all got to send the questions. Y'all be sending some good ones. The biggest problem is I get the same question too many times. Too many. I worry that the show is just going to be one season and done. Y'all be having the same problems. And a lot of women, y'all be cheating. We're going to get to that. I got to spread them out. I get so many questions. Y'all be asking the same questions as same people. And I know you. There's no way for you to know that, but shoot. Tell me your deepest, darkest secrets. I'm only going to broadcast them to 2 million followers on Facebook and 500,000 on YouTube. And what's the worst that could happen? Dang. Next week, Josh will remind me I have an update. Somebody actually took some of my advice and it was a terrible response. And I told you guys not to do that. So make sure I take that one next week. All right. Bye-bye.